Matt Bevan is back. Tell us what's making world headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The top story this morning around the world comes from Windsor, just west of London, where a baby boy has been born to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, better known as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the first multi-ethnic British royal in modern history and, according to some reports, the first British royal to be eligible to run for the presidency of the United States. It was a different experience for many of the royal fans who like to gather around to wait for the birth of a royal baby. For Prince William's three children, there was plenty of warning, a lot of waiting around outside the Lindo wing of St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, but this one was different. Not a lot of warning, and fans had to make their way to Windsor to wait for the news. Sky News UK has been out and about meeting fans following the announcement that Meghan Markle was in labour, including this Welsh woman who was carrying two brown balloons in the shape of babies.
They do sell Afro-American babies now of ethnic minority.
So, how long have you been waiting down here?
Well, I came up on the Queen's birthday and the end of May, and then I went back to Wales, and I came up again early hours this morning.
And so you heard she's gone into labour?
I didn't hear anything. We've just been waiting all day, and we've just heard now.
And so how long do you think it's going to take?
I've no idea. I've never been in labour. I've only voted Labour.
It wasn't long before news came that it was a boy, and Sky News was there when the fans started popping the champagne.
It's so wonderful. We've waited for ages. I've been bubbling all week. I'm like that bottle of champagne.
And so you have been here how long?
No, only today. But I've been at work and trying to work and I can't because I've been too excited. But it had to be today because today's bank holiday and everybody's got a wonderful reason to celebrate. Get out the champagne. Wonderful news. This is what Britain needed today. Yes. This is what we've been needing. I'm sick to death of Brexit. So let's have something to celebrate. Yes, good news.
There's no name for the baby just yet, and we haven't seen it, but Prince Harry has come out to talk to the media about it.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine.
What about names? You still thinking about names?
Still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue. So we've had a little bit of time to think about it, but for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
One of the other things making news internationally today is our election, Fran. As you know, the most popular TV show in the world at the moment is Game of Thrones. And in the US, the show which is on before it on HBO has been enjoying a massive boost in ratings from people tuning in to wait for the big event. The show on before it is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, a satirical news show. And last night, he turned his attention to our election.
Let's turn to Australia, the country that brought you Yellowtail Wine, the party gift that says, thanks for the invite, but your friendship is not reciprocated.
First up, John Oliver talked about former One Nation Senate candidate Steve Dixon and his now infamous trip to a strip club. Oliver thought it was funny how our media was spending so much time saying that Dixon was a family man who campaigns on family values.
Oh, sure, he's a married man at a strip club, grope and the dancers, but why wasn't his wife and children there with him in an unsettlingly sticky booth? That would have made all of this fine!
He then went on to talk about the exodus of candidates last week in a series of scandals and then turned to Clive Palmer, saying that there was a lot of similarities between the United Australia Party leader and the US President Donald Trump.
That's all pretty Trumpy right there. Arrogance, check. Red tie, check. He even has billboards with his campaign slogan, Make Australia Great, which notably doesn't say Make Australia Great Again. Look, let's not rewrite history here. We are and have always been a big baking rock full of impossibly huge spiders. We're just looking to go up from here. Make Australia great for the first time.
Then he turned his attention to Clive Palmer's pet project, the Titanic 2, playing part of a promotional video for the replica ocean liner that Clive Palmer has been working on for some years now.
By learning from the lessons of the past, the spirit of Rose and Jack, Romeo and Juliet, lives in all of us.
First, the Titanic as a boat brand is famous for two things, being big and sinking. We already have cruise ships that are five times the size the Titanic was, so that really just leaves the sinking part. Second, I'm not sure how Titanic 2 constitutes learning the lessons of the past when one of those lessons is sitting at the bottom of the North Atlantic. Third, words, why is one of those lessons of the past Jack and Rose, who are not historical figures, but also neither are Romeo and Juliet, a couple which have about as much to do with the Titanic as the Titanic has to do with Australia?
John Oliver finished by putting up a picture of Donald Trump and saying that Clive Palmer's Titanic 2 project is a lot like his election campaign.
His pitch seems to be basically nothing more than, hey, let's take a historic disaster and for some reason do it again, only somehow dumber, worse, and in Australia this time. And now, this.
John Oliver speaking yesterday about our election.
Yeah, well, fancy that, John Oliver. What would he know?
What would he know?
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers,
it's 7:08 on Breakfast.